when you awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each of soul's
feet. Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Steve Barish, and those of you who are loyal listeners are probably real excited about that. And Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You know, you are one of my favorite people in the whole world. You know that, right?
That's so kind of you to say thank you.
And I think that you have a loyal following here on BBS Radio also.
Well,
and
thank
so those. Yeah, and those who are tuning in tonight no doubt want to hear what the newest things are that we have experienced using Dr. Bell's holographic projectors. And I know you've had a lot of stuff going on, both personally and professionally. So why don't we just start off with you kind of updating everybody on what's happened in the last, oh, let's see, what is it, 3 months since you were on last?
Yeah, what I've done, basically, I was in Philadelphia this weekend, and I had a complete family that I taught meditation to and was using the holographic projector around my neck. And it was very, very interesting because during the meditation, there was a tremendous white light that came into the room. It almost looked like a round circular light. And as I was meditating with the group of people, the light was connected in a beam of light to every person in the room, and it stayed that way the whole day. So the projector that I was wearing was really working. I was wearing also my nuclear receptor, and we had a ball. We just had a wonderful time.
I bet. And you have a new projector, right? Or is it the receptor that's new?
I have a new projector. Well, I actually do, but it's 18 karat gold. It's got four diamonds in it, and with a platinum bridge. And right. The nuclear receptor has got the 18 karat gold satellite dish, and it also has the pavé, the platinum pavé with diamonds on it.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very well.
Yeah, as I recall, the change that happened between the old projector and the new one was quite dramatic, wasn't it?
It improved itself at least 1,000%.
Wow.
And now,
let's just stop right there for a minute and let's explain to the listeners that aren't used to this what we're talking about. And so, listeners, the nuclear receptor is a single round dish that looks kind of like a little satellite, and it has a bridge on it and holds a jewel. And you get muscle tested to see what color the jewel should be to help you at whatever stage you're at. And that actually tunes your DNA, despirals you out of the third dimension, up spirals you into the fourth. But it usually takes about 6 months for somebody to get that effect, because what it's doing is it's going in and actually healing your body, and it protects you from a lot of outside influences. So the standard test that's done with that is you wave a magic marker under somebody's nose with and without the receptor on. They become strong with the receptor on and extremely weak with it off. So it just kind of protects you from those kinds of things, from solar flares and things like that. The projector is something that we use to actually change your creation. So that's actually the holographic unit. And that's like two of those little satellite dishes put together, and then one bridge that holds four gemstones. And you use the gemstone depending on what you're trying to create and how fast you want it created. So what Steve's talking about is having a bridge that's made out of platinum, which is a really high energetic metal, and then diamonds on that bridge. And in addition to the diamonds that are actually at the center points there. So that's an extremely powerful thing. To have the power increase 1,000 times is amazing. So, okay, Steve, now go ahead and tell them what happened.
Well, basically, what happens is that the energy is increased at least about 1,000 times. And as you are using the projectors become you. You become the projectors. And It takes a while to build up the energy from the projectors to the to who you are in your body. And it really, really helps in terms of getting where you need to go very quickly. In other words, it can end karma. So the projectors, we use four of them in our room. I wear my projector constantly.
Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, we really need to get, we need to somehow get on a different line. We're going to get your caller on a different line, your guest.
Okay.
Okay, because it's just his cell is chopping in and out and using the digital with his cell, and how far away he is, it's probably going to be a very poor connection.
Oh, boy.
So let's try to get him back on a different connection, okay?
Can we do that, Steve?
The connection I have is the only connection I have with me. No.
We can use that connection. I just want to get them on a different line than you.
Oh, okay.
So we separate it out.
Okay, so I'll fill in the time while you're doing that.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right, so we'll call you back, Steve.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Okay, listeners. Okay, so what we're going to do while we're waiting for Steve to get back on is I'm going to explain a little bit more about the projectors for those of you that may not be familiar with them. The projector is a holographic unit. It's kind of like a tuner. You know, you are the hologram, and you're seeing the holographic universe through your eyes. But the projector is like a tuner that kind of helps you to use your own thoughts and patterns to create what you want to see in the holographic universe, or what you want to experience. So the projector's massively different from the receptor.
Steve's here. I'm just going to check the level. Steve?
Okay. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you.
Let's see if that's any better.
Steve? Say your ABCs, please.
Steve?
Yes.
We need you to say your ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Is that any better? Hard to say, you know.
Sounds good for me.
Okay, well, we'll leave it.
Okay, but now we got my voice echoing. I mean, you know, if the echo's going to stay there, then I'll just laugh maniacally through the whole thing while Steve tries to talk. That would really flip some people out, wouldn't it?
For
how's
sure.
That? Is it still echoing for you?
Let's see. Nope.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what? Nope, I spoke too soon.
How's that?
On my end here.
It could be on his end. I can't do much about this. It's either somewhere there's a really poor signal, and we're just going to have to live with it.
Okay. Well, sorry about that, listeners. We'll just continue, and hopefully you'll be able to hear okay, and we'll just go on with it. So go ahead, Steve, continue with what you were talking about.
Well, we were discussing about the projectors, and I've been doing some experimental work with the projectors. Actually, I'm doing some work with the back of the projector,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually seeing more energy through the back of the projector and also through the front of the projector. Before, I was seeing the pyramid light up. Now I'm seeing the complete projector light up. And
wow.
The light of it is extremely intense. And I suspect what's happening is that as we get used to the projectors themselves, projectors will put out more energy. And I believe that the energy they're putting out is energy that we can deal with. And what I'm seeing is the light is bright, actually brighter than the sun. So, in other words, the complete projector is the
front.
Okay, you got really fuzzed out, Don.
Yeah.
Even know what Don just said.
I have no idea what he said at all. Can you understand me?
I can.
Yeah.
Don, are you getting this? Did we lose Don?
I don't know.
Okay, well, so continue about the projectors.
Yeah, the projectors basically are extremely, extremely powerful. And as I said, the brightness is brighter than the sun. And I do believe that we become the projector, and the projector becomes us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural state of being. And I believe that the projectors have as much power as we do, if not more.
You know, that would make sense to me, too, because the times that I have really sat down and concentrated on something that I needed and held the projector up in front of me, I kind of hold it where I'm looking at the front and the back. But I told you when I was down in Laguna Beach last year and was at Dr. Bell's seminar and giving my presentation on the study I did, you know, they told me there was absolutely no way I was getting a plane back because I missed my plane. And
right.
I was going standby, and they said, oh, no way, you know, because it's Memorial Day weekend, and you might as well just, you know, go back to your hotel. I said,
yeah.
No, I have to go back. And I sat there, and I said, I get the last seat on the plane. And I concentrated on the projector, and they were shocked to find out there was one seat on the plane that somehow they had missed. I laughed
yeah.
all the way down the gangway.
Yeah. The best fun I've had with the projectors, basically, is when I took my wife down to Social Security. And we were waiting in line for about 20 minutes. We finally got to the front. And the woman said, I'm sorry, but we can't give you a card. My computer is down. And I looked around and all the computers were down. And I said, computer, please turn on. And the computer came on instantly. This is when I was wearing my protector. My wife jumped back a little bit. The woman just with a gape, you know, in her seat. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and I just was saying it under my breath, and she says, well, I guess I can operate my computer now. And she says, I'd like to help you, but I can't get you a card because the printer isn't working. So I said, printer, please turn on. And the printer came on, and my wife looked at me, and she said to me, what are you doing? You know, and this was all under my breath.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of fun. I mean, you can do a lot of wonderful things as long as your mind is focused very, very well.
Yeah, you have to have clarity, and I've mentioned that to people both when I presented it at Dr. Bell's seminar and, you know, whenever anyone calls me and asks me about, you know, if I think that they're able to do this, my first question is always, well, how good are you at clarity? And, you know, how focused can you be, and can you do this without, you know, interfering emotions? Because if you tend to get mad and you can't control your temper or anything like that, that's not a good idea for you to have a projector. You know, you have to do your homework first. Otherwise, you could create chaos.
The projector will help you get over that. The issue is that you need to hang in there long enough with the projector to make it work. And
mm-hmm.
I believe with all my heart that the projector does become you. And whatever energy you put out is what you get back from the projector. So
mm-hmm.
the brightness of light is basically given for the brightness that you have. In other words,
mm-hmm.
you become equal with the projector becomes equal with you.
Yeah, I would agree with that very much. And, you know, with my own experiments with the projectors, I have found that, well, for instance, I never take mine off. And, you know, unless I have to really clean it, you know, ultrasound it or something. But most of the time, I never take it off. And it's because I discovered that the projector is actually also a really great protector.
Yeah.
And when I talked with Fred's office, I talked to Mikkel, and she said, you know, a lot of people mistakenly say that, a little slip of the tongue, they ask for the protector. And we didn't know that it was going to do that. You know, when Dr. Bell first brought these things out, he said, well, you're going to tell me how these work. And I said, okay. you know, with all the stuff that's happened in the last several months, and I'm sure most of the light workers have been beset the same way that we have been, you know, that's when you start to really notice this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I had, you know, exorcisms I had to do, and, you know, demons were walking in, hanging on people, and all kinds of stuff. And the minute I'd start to try to help them, I could feel somebody yanking on the chain and, like, trying to pull it off of my neck. And I asked Dr. Bell what that was, you know, what's causing that. He said, wow, you know, I don't know. And I said, well, it's only happening when I'm telling somebody how to get rid of these hangers-on from the other dimensions.
Right.
And as soon as I start telling them that, then something's pulling on my neck and trying to rip it off my neck. And so then I stop what I'm doing, and I immediately increase the light and, you know, and just set up a huge protective shield around myself, and those things just go poof.
Yeah.
And I think you had told me at one time that you saw it protecting you when you were out in public, too. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yes. What happens is that when I wear my projector, there's a egg of light, much stronger than the egg of light that you'll see in any book or magazine. It's quite bright. And then there's purple on the edges of the aura, plus there's yellow above that, and then there's gold above that. And then, if I remember correctly, I see the universe. Yes, I'm looking at it now. And so you're pretty well protected when you're wearing this necklace.
And it protects not just in this dimension, but, you know, in the other dimensions, too. And I think most of the listeners we have here are pretty savvy with, you know, the fact that we do have all these dimensions in one place. And that, you know, things can affect us. And, you know, so a lot of times the way that something that we would consider to be negative comes at us is not from this dimension. It's from another dimension and affecting ourselves that live in that dimension.
Yes.
This was a fabulous interview, but Charles, I'm going to let you wrap it up. We have another show here starting in about 3 minutes.
Okay. I thought you wanted us to go a little later.
I guess we have 5 minutes. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, you're really fuzzed out, Don. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm not sure.
Hello? Okay, I don't know if we're off in 10 minutes or not.
Well, 10:26. I got 10:26 here.
Yeah, I've got 8:26 here.
Okay.
So we should be able to go, you know, until about 9:05 or so.
Okay.
So we'll see. I guess if we get cut off, we'll just babble to each other.
Yeah, that's not a problem either. I'd love to come out to see your room. I mean, we've talked about it many times. And I think eventually I'm going to do that.
I think that would be great. You know, you and I just working with each other on the phone have been able to do some amazing stuff with people that have been in the room. So I'm anxious to see what happens in person. And also, before we go too much further, I'd like to tell the listeners, if you'd like to call in, you can call 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And direct line is 530-876-3222. And also, you can find those numbers on the BBS Index page. You can also hit on the Fast Chat. If you look underneath where the numbers are, you'll see Chat Live in the BBS chat room and then Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. If you just click on that, if you're too shy to get on the air, that's fine. Just click on that and email me your question through that, and I'll make sure to ask Steve whatever it is that you'd like, and or if it's for me, I'll answer. Okay, Steve, let's go on and talk a little bit more about what we can actually do with the projectors. One of the things that I wanted to let people know that I found out is that it's really easy to do exorcisms in that room because nothing bad can get in there.
Right.
So what I found was I had all these people walking into my office. I had like 1 week, I was calling it exorcism week. I did like 3 exorcisms. I had 2 vampires walk in. I mean, all kinds of stuff, and you kind of go, whoa, you know, I'm a doctor. Why are these people that are possessed coming in here? And I put them in the room, and I would just go in there and call in the archangels. And for you quantum physicists out there, you don't have to call them archangels if you don't want to. You can just call them the higher vibratory energy or whatever. But basically, we are calling God now zero point. So
right.
That's the quantum thing. It's all the same energy, okay? But I think it's easier for people to think about the archangels as archangels. So I go in there and I call in the archangels, and I ask Gabriel to open a portal and take any of the negative beings into that portal immediately. And they just go, just poof. I have never seen such easy exorcisms, and I used to do this stuff years ago, you know, and I quit doing it because it's messy and it's not fun. And, you know, then you have things that try to interfere with your life because they don't like it that you're helping somebody else that they had a pretty good clutch on. So what I found with this room and with wearing the personal projector is that I don't have any of that nonsense that I have to worry about. You know, I can take them into the room, sit them down, ask them what they want and if they want these interfering beings gone. And as soon as they say, yes, I want them gone, it's like the archangels just reach down, grab them by their little scrawny arms and stuff, and they go poof.
Yeah.
So now the question is, since you're working on people in your room, Steve, have you seen anything like that going on?
I saw that. I usually see that a lot. I've had demons run around on the floor, tried to hide themselves. They would put their hands over their eyes. Big demons, the real dark ones, they'll look and then they'll disappear. There's a lot of energy going on. There's a lot of good things that are going on too. I've had Mother Mary in the room. I've had Jesus in the room. There's a lot of things that happen in a very good way also. And the power of God is so powerful. I have people, when they're on the table, say, I breathe in the breath of God. And it's breath that comes in directly from God. And it just blows out everything. And I've never had any trouble in the room at all.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I've been really surprised because that was not something that I was even concerned with. Certainly not anything that I was advertising for or looking for, but it's been really gratifying to see that. And after talking with Dr. Bell about it, you know, he puts devices together so that you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So if anybody out there is considering getting a personal projector or getting some of these standalone projectors that we talk about being in the room, you know, just know that, but get the protective devices because they do work and you do need them because one of the things that happens when you increase positive energy is you also increase negative energy. And if you want an explanation of that, you can go to my website, which is www.drvalerienmd.com, and you can get that off of my Enlightened Medicine Show page here also on BBS Radio. But if you go there or go to the About Us and click on Manifesting Using Quantum Physics, it'll tell you how that works. And there's some pictures of the projectors there and you know, how all this stuff works. Because people, until you hear it about 7 times, you don't quite get it usually. So like right now when we're talking about this stuff, it's all fun and it's interesting. But if you're really serious and you really want to learn how this stuff works, then you need to delve into it a little bit more. But it is quantum physics. This is not woo-woo. This is not something that just Steve and I can do. This is something that everybody out there can do. We are all humans. We all have the same capabilities.
That's
and I think
right.
that one of the things that you find, and especially you, Steve, since you've been working in the atmosphere of it 8 hours a day, I think that you've seen so many incredible things happen with the talents and abilities that you already had that it's really made you kind of famous.
Well, I don't know about being famous. That's sort of
well, you're famous on BBS.
Okay, well that's great. But I was on a Fred Bell show about 2 weeks ago, and we had a woman call in who had we were discussing about the projectors, and she was born without a retina. Is that the nerve that runs from the front of the eye to the back of the eye?
Mm-hmm.
I think about that.
The optic nerve.
And she was born without that. And what happened was, basically, is that she was asking me if I ever played for that. And I said, no, I don't think I've ever played for that. And so she went back to talk to Fred, and all of a sudden I could feel this energy come through my third eye and go directly into her eye. And it lasted for about 10 seconds, and then I said to her, can you feel anything in your third eye? Or can you feel anything in your eye? Excuse me. And she said, yes. And what happened was is that she saw a beam of white light start from the front of her eye, go all the way to the back of her eye. And what happened was, I think in about 10 or 20 seconds, she said, oh my goodness, I see light.
Wow.
So there's a lot that happens with pure energy and pure thought. Whether you're wearing the projector, I think the projector helps you in terms of bringing you a lot more power and a lot more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think the wisdom with the projector. projector. I think we have a tremendous amount of wisdom in ourselves, and I do believe the projector opens you up to that part of your life. So I, in essence, of essence, I think that we're creating a tremendous amount of that. I think we're creating a tremendous amount of healing that can help everybody. So you're right. I think there are healers out there, if they had those projectors, I think that they would be doing tremendous things. Even more powerful than what they ever thought they could do. But it's up to the people to buy these things and to understand that they really, really, really work. They're absolute, absolute tools that really work. They're not kid games. It's not something that you can put around your neck or wear in a room and think that you could do something off color. It will not work that way. But if your intent is perfect, if your intent is on love and compassion and understanding, there's nothing that you can't do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that the people that are going to purchase these things need to understand that, and it is a sizable investment, but they need to understand that these are quantum physics products and they absolutely work, but it's going to take a little learning curve. You know, so they need to spend the time meditating with it and asking questions. Because, you know, I think you and I had talked about this before. The way the universe works is you have to ask the question, and then you have to look for the answer. And you have to think about it. And after you've molded over for a while, they might give you a little hint here and there. And then you come up with the answer. But you find it yourself. They don't just, like, blink you on the head with a magic wand and give it to you.
No, no. But the thing that I'm finding out is that when people ask me a question for some kind of healing, or they're asking me a question about their life, things happen instantaneously without me even saying anything. So I think it's really powerful to understand that when you're using these tools, when you become very comfortable with who you are, that's where the power comes in. And it's really incredible.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I've had things happen in my life, too, that have been really, really interesting from a metaphysical or spiritual perspective since I started wearing the projector and using the room. And one of the things that we found here in Sedona is that if you've ever been in the room, you can kind of tap into that energy, because we have a 25-mile vortex here, or more, 25, I think, the last time we checked. But the entire property that my office is on is now a zero point, which was kind of interesting. And that was just since, you know, we talked about moving the projectors 15 degrees to the clockwise direction.
Yep.
And that increased the power instantly, and it changed the way I felt when I walked in there with the projector on.
Right.
And you know, for me, I'm like, oh, good, more power. You know, I like that. And but it's a gentle power. It's very, very feminine. And one of the guys who had been in the study came back to town, and he walked in here last week, and he said, oh, my God. He said, this has turned into a completely feminine healing room. I said, well, that's good, because that's where the intuition comes from and everything else. And he said, yeah. And he walked in the door into the room itself, and he said, oh, my God. He said, Metatron has split, like, into two beings. I said, okay, that's good. The more the merrier.
Yes.
And I know that you work with those archangels also, and you know, I've also had Jesus and Mary, and we've had Lord Shiva in there. We've had we've had so many beings that have walked in and started working with the different people, and I think people need to know that this kind of stuff happens. And if you are at all visual, you will see, or if you hear, you will definitely hear them talking to you when you open up these kinds of portals.
Absolutely.
And if you set it in the direction, like if you decide to buy four of the standalone units, then you would be, you know, asking Dr. Bell to give you a configuration for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. I went the healing route. You know, I didn't go the route that he does, where you have a stargate open up in your room, because that's not what I'm about. I'm about, you know, bringing the healing and enlightenment in. And so mine is set up for that particular configuration, which I think is the same way you've got yours set up, because you're the one who told me how to set it up, right, Steve?
I think that there's a lot more to it than actually you and I know. And I think the configurations are going to change again one of these days.
Well, we may need to change it again. Steve, you've got a question from Richard. He says he loves his receptor, and he's processing the energies much better now.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's any more to it than that. Richard, if you had a question, then slap it on in there, and I'll relay it to Steve, because that's all I got. So if you typed more than that, it didn't come through. And
He'll find that the receptor will be excellent for him. He'll feel a lot of big changes. It does work on the RNA and the DNA levels. It will get rid of X-rays. It will get rid of the junk in his body. I just think it's a marvelous tool for growth.
And, you know, that brings up another question, too. Remember, I guess it was about a year ago, we were talking about whether you should wear the receptor or the projector separately or whether they should be together. Now, you've had a time to try all that out, so what do you think?
I've been wearing the projector and receptor together. I don't have a problem with that. I think they really do work well. I think that they're comfortable with each other. Absolutely.
Yeah, I experienced that, too. I never had any problem or any difference or any difficulty with wearing them when I had them together. My only difficulty was they were clunking together.
Well, my projector, I think, is about an inch below my receptor. And I wear the receptor outside, the projector on the inside. And I noticed that there's a big difference. Now, when I go to synagogue on Saturday morning and I watch my rabbi, he usually gives me the honor of standing with him as he's reading the Torah, and out of the device that he holds to read with the letters, I can actually see white light, a thin strip of white light come out of that going to the Torah. So I know that given that as a light, that I can see that's actually coming from that piece that he's holding, reading the Torah, so I know that, that God's in that room. Not as just question in my mind that he's not in that room. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense to me too, because every time that I've worked on someone in the room and called in the God force, you can tell it's there. The whole room lights up.
Oh yeah.
And I don't see the things as completely as you do. I feel more than I see.
Yeah.
And still, you know, I'll be praying for someone or, you know, doing some energy work or something, and I'll open my eyes and I'm like, wow. The whole room is like there's a lamp on in there.
Yep.
So it's pretty interesting.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
When I wear the two together, I usually have my projector above the receptor.
Okay.
And then I have I also wear the receptor on the outside and the projector on the inside.
Yes.
But I found that there was a big difference when I was sleeping under the portamid. And, you know, I have the gold capstone and the crystal over it and the red laser light on it and all that stuff. I found I was really uncomfortable with just the receptor on.
Okay.
So I tried it, and I called Dr. Bell, you know, to find out what was going on with that. And that was when I discovered the great protective essence of the projector. Because I put that on, I sleep fine, you know, no problem. I don't have any weird feelings or anything like that. But I found with just the receptor, I didn't feel quite right.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's just me or if that's a female thing or what was going on.
I haven't had any trouble with the projector or receptor wearing them. I really haven't had any trouble with that. I know that I really enjoy them. I just let go, basically, and I try to understand by not understanding, and it seems really to work. I just really love them both, and haven't had that much trouble with them at all.
The only difference I noticed was that one. And then Richard also typed in, the energy was way strong at first, and he's comfortable with it now. Richard, what color was the stone that you have in your receptor? because, you know, that can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I know some people that came in and tried to buy my my personal projector,
right,
which was sterling silver and had the four pink sapphires, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I had people that came in, and they wore it for a little bit, and their life turned into chaos because they were too emotional and really weren't able to handle the energy.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, now I muffle test everybody before I sell them one of these.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting the way it works. The other thing I found, too, is, you know, I did my Enlightened Soul Elixirs, and I found that if you take the one that's called Tune-Up, and then you use any of the stuff or go into the projector room, it just blows open your third eye and your crown chakra right away and connects you with that angelic energy. So it's even more powerful,
right,
when you're doing something like that.
Right.
Ah, Richard says that he had a green stone in there.
Ah, so he either had an emerald or, I forget the name of the other one that's green, but there is another green one.
Well, there's a light green that's peridot, there's emeralds, there's moldavite. Now, moldavite would be way too strong for most people.
Moldavite would be way, way too strong, is correct. Peridot, because then he's even got an emerald of peridot. The straight, I don't think, would put moldavite into too many different people's projectors.
Yeah, probably not, because that's a really tough one to deal with. That causes transformation a little bit too quickly. But here's the other thing that happens. The green stone will work on your thyroid. And so if your thyroid is okay and you wear a green stone, it might be way too powerful. You know, it might ramp everything up too quickly.
Yeah.
If you have a thyroid problem, then it's perfect. But what I found, too, is that people that have any kind of heart arrhythmia can't handle the green stone because it does bump the thyroid up like that.
Yeah.
So then they need to go to something like maybe a yellow green or something like that, you know, but actually sapphire I found works better. And, you know, you can get green sapphires too.
Well, the blue sapphire really is really great for the heart too. Really, really good.
Yeah. Oh, he says he had a peridot. So that's
yeah.
A little bit lighter. So that should have been, peridot is really interesting. You know, that's a pretty powerful gemstone in itself.
Yeah.
So, but he says he feels pretty comfortable with it now, so that's good. And Richard, how long did it take you to feel comfortable with it? That's a scientist to me. I have to ask all these questions. Because I'm thinking it was probably, you know, at least a month. But you never know. I mean, you know, each person is different.
Each person is different.
Yeah, like I had, you know, Dr. Bell told me I was going to have to wear the receptor for 6 months or more before I'd be ready to move to a projector, and I think I was ordering the projector like the next month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're
then, you know, I've done a lot of energy work.
Well, you're one of the very few people that could do that. I think that's really wonderful.
Okay, so he's got yellow-green, but how long did it take you to get used to it, Richard? I have to keep hitting refresh on this. Oh, there we go, 2 months.
Ah, great.
Okay, so that's about in the normal time frame.
Yep.
Because usually about two to four months, I think, is how long it takes to be able to wear it continuously when you first put it on. And, you know, if you're just changing stones, then it might be a little bit quicker. Like, you know, you can see relief. I've moved people out of the green stone down into a blue sapphire, and they felt the relief instantly. Because sometimes what happens is it sets up such a high energetic frequency in your body, the body can't handle it. You know, it just kind of makes you crazy. So, it takes a little bit of getting used to. So if anybody's experiencing that, what I suggest is that you work up to it, you know, wear it for, you know, for the time when you're outside of the house, but, you know, take it off if it's stimulating you too much. But definitely wear it, you know, in any situation where you kind of need a little bit of environmental protection. And then, you know, as you build up, then you can wear it continuously. Like I wore mine 24/7 and had to get used to turning over and having that thing jam me in the chest, you know. I woke up a couple times going, I have this funny rash on my chest. But I found that, you know, I've had so much energetic stuff happen to me up here in Sedona that, you know, I kind of felt like I needed that extra protection.
Yeah.
And then when I put the projector on, that made such a huge difference. I went, wow, that's it. You know, I'm staying with that.
Right.
Richard says he wore it daily at first and then had to wear it only for a few hours a day. Okay, so you did good with that, Richard. That was really good. You know, at least you were smart enough to figure that out, so that's a good thing.
That's great.
Yeah. And I think what's going to happen, you know, as you get more into it, you know, some people it takes 6 months, some it takes a year. Sometimes, I think Dr. Bell told me he had a couple of people that were like a 2 or 3 years in counting, and they still weren't ready to do the projector. And I'm thinking that's because they either had a lot of physical stuff that they had to reverse, and or they hadn't done enough homework really to control the emotions and the mind yet.
I think that basically it's up to the individual. Some people can wear it in 6 months. Some people could take 2-3 years before they could wear it.
Mm-hmm.
I think basically the nuclear receptor, I wore mine for 7 years or 6 years with a blue sapphire stone.
Wow.
It just, you know, I didn't feel like I needed another stone. And
mm-hmm.
even just went to the diamond after, I think it was 7 years. So it's up to the individual. I just, you're very powerful, so you can change stones a lot easier than I can. But it took me quite a while to get used to the blue sapphire.
Yeah, now see, with me, I went right to diamond. And one of the things that I found, I needed a platinum bridge right away on my receptor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I ordered it that way, and I knew I was going to need it that way because I went through the silver one so fast. But then on the projector also, I went directly to diamond and platinum, and I wish I'd gotten the pave diamonds on the bridge, or I wish I could have afforded a full platinum one because the jump in the energy is so incredible. But I think that... I wouldn't recommend that for a lot of people, and the reason is because it moves really fast. And what Dr. Bell says is you might want to go with a lower vibration one and go up gradually so that you can see the difference in your life and understand that you're actually manifesting it. And he doesn't say that directly on his website, but that's what I've come to know. And so I decided when I went to the projector, I was going to start out with the sterling silver with the pink sapphire, and it felt wonderful. And everybody that even came near it was like, wow, you know, that's incredible. But what I found was that's way too slow for me. You know, I have to have it like instantaneous or I'm not happy. But see, I notice it, whereas a lot of people wouldn't notice that. It would just blow right past them. And I think that the whole reason that we have these things is to remind us that we are manifestors.
Yes.
And we are the ones that that really know how to do this. And the projectors and the receptors are there just to remind us of that. They're kind of like training wheels.
Yes.
And so, you know, as you tune your body back to being what it's supposed to be, and by that I mean energetically rather than, you know, physically, but I think as you do that, that's what these things are for, is to tune you up and to make you go, oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, now I remember I am a manifester, and so that's an important thing. And before we get on to something else, let me tell you what us Richard said here, because I'm looking on the fast chat here. He says that he wears it now 24/7, and at the time he spoke to you, and you said it was the right color for the time, so that's good. So he's checked in with you, and again, you know, this is one thing I want the listeners to understand, that first of all, you can see them. And so you can really, you know, be right there with them, and you can really help them with picking out the right color and the right metals and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And for people that haven't listened to Steve Barish before, Steve is really an amazing healer. And one of the times we spoke, Steve popped into my car as I was driving along. So it was pretty fun. I said, what are you doing in the back seat? Get up here in the front seat. So anytime that you guys have questions, you know, it's pretty easy to reach Steve. Steve, go ahead and give him your contact information, if you would.
Sure. My phone number I'm using right now is 585-746-5000. 8321, or I can be reached at my company, which is 542-5410.
Can you repeat that? You blanked out on that one.
Sure, it's 585-442-5410.
Okay. And you're still open to having people call you with these questions? Okay. I know you're pretty friendly. And I think that we've had such a hard time, and we've got more hard times coming maybe, but you know, the energies are changing so rapidly right now that people really need some help, and especially when they buy these devices, you know, they need somebody they can talk to right now who can really see them and see what they're going through and see what it's going to take to balance their energy. And you're just absolutely wonderful for that.
Okay.
And, I mean, I have nothing but absolute respect for what you do, Steve, and for who you are, because you are just an incredible being. And if people had any clue what they could get to with your help, you know, you'd have to hire people to answer your phone.
Oh, thank you.
So far you're safe, you know, you can still handle it yourself, but I think that as people get to know you a little bit better and really experience what you're able to do, it's going to be pretty busy for you, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so kind of you to say. And if anybody's in Sedona that needs some help, there's nobody better out there than Valerie.
Well, no, that's really kind.
Actually,
there's a lot of really good people out here, but thank you.
I think you're top.
Well, you know, you and I have something that pretty much nobody else has, and that's a room that we allow people to go into and to do this stuff. And, you know, you're in your room, you know, quite a bit. I'm not in it that much. You know, I bring people in there, and I tell them what to do, and I leave them alone. So I'm not in the beam constantly like you are.
Yeah.
And I kind of regret that, because it really makes a huge difference. The more time you spend in that portal, the more time that you have contact with these beings from the other dimensions that are of a higher vibratory rate, and I'm speaking specifically of the beings of love and light and wisdom and compassion, those are the beings that we want the connection with. Those are the beings that are going to remind us of who we really are. So I can tell you, listeners, that being in the beam will definitely do that. And I'm sure Steve can attest to that, too. I mean, you had the Andromedans walk in the first day you set it up.
Yes, I did. They were with me for about 3.5 hours. As I was working on my clients, they were there and they were helping me. They were really, really nice people.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Oh, just amazing.
You know, and I don't necessarily see them as well as you do, but I can feel when they walk in. And sometimes I see them fairly clearly. And, you know, there'll be different beings for different people.
You bet.
Yeah, and then they follow them home.
So, yes,
they do. That's kind of interesting. You know, I didn't know that was going to happen until about, you know, after a week or so of having people come in. They all reported to me, hey, they followed me home and they work on me for an hour every night. So that's pretty interesting stuff, too.
That's good stuff. That's
yeah, so I'm pretty happy with what I've discovered with it. And as I've mentioned before on the program, I have discovered things from the one study that I did that I don't even know how to interpret yet. You know, I'm going to be chewing on this for a while. And you know, listeners, Steve and I keep in contact fairly frequently. And the reason that we do is because we're discovering better ways to help people. And, you know, we're both realizing that time is relatively short and we need to do what we can as quickly as possible. So one of the reasons that I have Steve on periodically on the show is so everybody can be updated as to what we're actually doing and what we found out and, you know, get the information out there to people.
Yeah. Very,
so hopefully
very.
We're succeeding.
Well, the young fellow that called you in with that necklace, that's really great to be able to hear people that are actually wearing those necklaces and actually are starting to feel a lot better. What it does is just opens up the mind, opens up the consciousness. You can't get much better than that.
Yeah, definitely. And opening the mind is really important. And most of my listeners know that I'm really into quantum physics. And the things that are happening in quantum physics, the things that the scientists are discovering right now are happening so fast they can't get the information out fast enough.
Yeah. That's right.
They've already had teleportation, at least in photons. They've had, gosh, they've got so many fascinating things going on. And you know, I am just aghast at how little we actually know. I mean, there's a whole new world out there, and I feel like we're all getting ready to step up into a completely new dimension. You know, people talk about the ascension of the planet, and I'm looking around, I'm looking at some people that are still acting in the old way, and I'm going, oh, my God, you know, are they going to join us? At this point, I don't know if they can, because they haven't done the homework. You know, they haven't raised the vibrations, and one of the quickest, easiest ways to raise your vibration is to start out with the receptor and then move to the projector, because then you're constantly in the quantum soup. You know, then you are changing your life, you're directing your life, you're kind of learning how to swim in the soup, you know?
Yep, that's very true. It's 11 o'clock, my friend.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
And I am just so happy that we were able to do this. We do get to go a few minutes over. Here's another comment from Richard, and he says that it's like it keeps me from picking up other people's negative energies in public.
Great.
Excellent. That's exactly what it does.
Exactly what it does is correct.
Yeah. So I'm very happy. Thank you very much, Richard, for texting in your comments there so that we could, you know, show people there is somebody out there besides us that uses this stuff.
Right.
And it does work. And if you ever go to one of Dr. Bell's seminars, you'll see there's quite a few people there. And we're all kind of Dr. Bell junkies, you know. We sit in the room and talk about our great experiences and you know, what else is new. And Steve, I just wish that you could get out here soon so that we could play in the room and you know, see what else we can come up with.
That's right. I'd love to do that. That would be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that there's more amazing things that can happen. And so, listeners, if you have any kind of experiences with your receptors and projectors, I would love to hear about it. You know, email me, info@drvalerienmd.com. You can also do contact the host, you know, through the BBS site here, anything, you know. And I'd love to post your experiences on the website as well as on BBS here. I'd love to forward them to Dr. Bell for you. And, you know, we are keeping a running tally of what's going on here.
Absolutely.
And compiling all this information for Dr. Bell, and he's continually coming up with new inventions, new designs from the other dimensions, and it's pretty interesting.
Yep.
So we'll have to get together, Steve, and see what else we can come up with here. And in the meantime, thank you so much for being on. I'm sure the listeners were really happy to hear that you were on.
Thank you.
They get tired of me babbling by myself, you know. Although I try to make it interesting. Thank you so much again, Steve, and we'll be in touch. And listeners, you can contact Steve. And give him your numbers again, please, Steve.
Yes. Cell phone is area code 585-746-8321. At work, it's 585-442-5410.
Excellent. And listeners, also, if you would like to get a free subscription to Enlightened News, just go to www.enlightenednews.com, and I'll be sending out, email newsletters. And I'm trying to work it up so that I actually get people scheduled far enough in advance so I can send you out an email blast to let you know who's going to be on the show. It's a free subscription. It'll always be free, so you're welcome to sign up there, enlightenednews.com. And you can also contact me here on BBS Radio and contact a host, or you can go to the question board if you have any questions, and I'll get to those questions as soon as I can. And until next week, we're going to have, oh, by the way, the guest for next week is Richard Allen Miller. He's a physicist and wild man. Yeah, you got to tune in for this. We're going to be talking about the non-local mind and the holographic universe. So I don't know if I'm going to get any words in edgewise. It'll probably be hello and good night. You know, that'll be about it. But he's an amazing guy, so tune in next week. And until then, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Thanks for listening. Nighty-night.